Residents in certain areas of the Eastern Cape are picking up on the pieces after a massive storm left a trail of destruction. Over a large area at the mostly rural Amatole district felt the brunt of the storm. Mopping up operations have started while the authorities are assessing the damage. The Gift of the Givers have stepped in to assist residents affected by the storm. We speak to the founder now of the organization, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. A very good morning to you, Dr. Suleiman, and thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Good morning, Desiree. Thank you.
What did you find when you hit the ground?
It was a massive destruction. When our teams got there yesterday morning, I mean, they've seen the areas a lot. The amount of houses that's damaged or totally destroyed, more than 1,000. The anxiety among the people, the children, the elderly, extremely worried. It's Christmas and it's a bad time again. Last year, they couldn't see family members coming from other parts of the country because of COVID-19. And this year, they're worried that the family members will not come back because there's nothing to come to. Many of the homes are destroyed partially or totally. The food is gone, you know, clothing is messed up, furniture is messed up. They're not sure what to do. And they were very anxious that afternoon when the storm hit around 4 o'clock. They said the children were terrified with the wind and the sound and the noise. But when they saw trucks in the morning, 12 o'clock the next day, you know, at the municipality itself, there was a huge sigh of relief from the social development people, from disaster management, from the mayor, from the municipality. There was instant assistance from the people itself. Food was provided in terms of hot meals, and people were very, very happy, you know, and food parcels, blankets and mattresses were given yesterday. To the credit of the municipality, they brought the people from the different areas to make it easier, and they brought them to the Alice Hall to do the distribution there. That's the one side where the homes, the residents have been affected. At the same time, we got a call from the district health director, and she said they're in serious trouble. 14 clinics have been badly damaged in terms of roofs, windows, medical equipment, medicines, and patient files. And in addition, three hospitals, the Victoria Hospital, Fort Beaufort, and the Winterberg TB Hospital have also been damaged. And we're waiting for the feedback on that assessment. So, and even, of course, businesses in town have been affected, especially in Fort Beaufort. It's a very wide area that has been affected by this tornado.
This is massive destruction. 14 clinics affected. Government...
That was yesterday. We're not counting. There's more.
Yeah. Government has got an infrastructure project that's ongoing, and things like that would fall within that ambit. How are you working with government, Dr. Suleiman? I was just wanting to find out what interactions you're having with government in terms of how to go about. You spoke about the initial help that you provided, but of course there'll also be long-term needs. So what sort of conversations are you having with government about what to do going forward?
Well, right now, the instant help was, you know, request was from the district directors, from the municipality and SASA to bring that initial assistance which we brought. But the extent of the housing damage, that's going to require the intervention of human settlements. And apparently there's a similar destruction in Amphata that happened a few days ago for which assistance hasn't been provided. So human settlements will have to get involved because it's quite a big destruction, and I don't expect people in that area to be able to afford to fix their homes themselves. In terms of the hospital itself also, you know, it's a public works department to sort it out. But we've asked them to give us feedback as to what's required. If the damage can be solved, you know, we don't mind sending in our own building teams. If it's something not too major, and our building teams are on standby, they said they don't mind working during the holidays to sort it out. Because you cannot have clinics that have no roof. Where do the patients go? We already got such a massive backlog in health because of COVID-19. We can't go further back and wait till next year to fix things up. So if the roof is not difficult, the windows are not difficult, the medical equipment will have to look at the medicines. We can ask corporate companies to sponsor. But it's a very bad time of the year when most people are closing right now. But we'll see what's available and what's possible, and we're just waiting for that feedback, the assessment from the health people to send us that whole report, the analysis. And as I said, our building teams are on standby. If the costs are reasonable, we can send in a team in the next 48 hours to go fix all that, those things up.
You're talking about help coming from corporates and coming from government, but it's the holiday season, which is usually a giving season. How can we call upon South African citizens to come through and help as well?
Well, cash contributions will be the best, but I want to put it into perspective. We need to understand that these are very poor people from the rural part of the Eastern Cape. They've had a hard time, you know. They haven't seen family members from early last year. And with all the lockdowns last year, the family members haven't come home. So there's a huge gap, you know, they haven't seen the members. It's very painful for them. And now at a time where things are much better, there's only level one lockdown, they're enthusiastically waiting for the family members to come home. This happens to them. It's going to be a very bleak Christmas for them. You know, we can help them with food parcels and other support, but if we can give them some funding towards fixing the houses themselves. Look, many of these people know how to build houses themselves. If we can get that rapidly to them, that'll be the best festive intervention we can do during the time of giving. The best way to get hold of us is on our social media, giftofthegivers.org, or our toll-free line, 0800-786-911.
Imtiaz Suleiman, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.